Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. Back with you again this week. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the stars of our show, the fearless quarterback of the Rams, so many great years, the one and only Vince Ferragamo, ladies and gentlemen, another running back, a guy, a Pro Bowler, four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, Mr. Jackie Slater with us. And we're going to be here again this week analyzing the final weeks of the season. How's it going for you, gentlemen?
Hey, we're ready, Mike. This is New Year's this week.
It is a brand new year.
Yeah, and I'm just
we might
excited.
Get a few of these things right.
Celebrate.
Yeah. Some of the best football, professional football that's ever been played is being played now.
It is.
And the Rams are division champs.
How's
that, Jackie?
Yeah.
They made it back. You know, starting 1-4 the season, now they're back on top.
Unbelievable.
They snuck right back in again.
Resilient.
And along with the new year, you know, we're giving away some great Harmony Cheese. That's our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. Harmony Cheese pack, along with a wine pack here, a bottle of wine from the Vince Ferragamo Vineyards. Am
super
I right?
Super Tuscan, right?
Yeah,
Michael.
Super Tuscan.
Great with wine.
Now, we're getting lots
great
of entries.
With cheese.
Getting lots of entries. All you got to do is send us your name, address, and your phone number and send it to our website, onpoint@crntalk.com. Again, that's onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget, check out our website, On Point Live. Our YouTube channel's got our video up there every
don't
week.
Don't forget to follow us, Mike, you know, on Instagram.
Yeah.
On.point.live.
On.point.live.
There you go.
All right. Subscribe to our On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Don't forget our email, onpoint@crntalk.com. Harmony Cheese. Jackie, you like that one. That's where you pick up of the great cheese.
Definitely.
Abergale.
Yeah. By the way, it was Christmas time, and your refrigerator was set up like a cheese display at a mall.
Well,
what did you serve for your holiday cheese?
Well, just a little bit of everything. You can't exclude any one of the cheese selections that I have. I have five different ones, and they all tasty.
You have a favorite, a personal favorite, Jackie Slater
choice? You know, I'm falling in love with all of it. I mean, it is really, really good cheese.
You've been talking Abergele.
The Abergele is excellent, but there's a couple of others there that are very nice.
And you're the wine guy, Merlot. You like that Merlot-infused cheese, Vince?
It all goes good with wine, Mike. You know, all that cheese. So it's a delicacy.
Especially the Carissa J.
Oh, yeah.
The Carissa J cheese is great. It's a great blend for you, too. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to remind you, don't forget to enter our contest. Send your name and address onpoint@crntalk.com. Onpoint@crntalk.com. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. We'll be right back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Welcome back. On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. And Vince, I think you kicked it off here at the beginning of the show. You mentioned the Rams are in there. What are you talking about?
Well, they won the West. Okay, and they had to play a game against Arizona, one of their divisional foes, but they ended up victorious, Jackie. You know, I was really expecting a thriller of a game, but, you know, it was kind of a lackluster game for me because there was only, 22 points scored in the game, 13-9, and there was missed opportunities, I think, for both sides. It was kind of a sloppy game in most part, but – you know, the Rams came up victorious, and that's what it's – the bottom line is who wins the game.
And you're absolutely right, Vince. The bottom line is who won the game. And the interesting thing to me when I looked at this game is the fact that the Rams are a young football team, and they have grown to be a football team that eyes the prize. They are looking to the playoffs. They played the kind of football – I mean, when you look at what happened, at the time of possession – the Cardinals had 36 minutes. They had the ball to 23. They had 74 plays to 54 plays. They had 24 first downs to 12 first downs, twice as many. Right. But the problem is they turned the football over twice. And the Rams and Sean McVay, they understand this. If you turn the football over two times or more, you have an 80% chance of losing that ball game. And you couple that with the aggression that they're playing with this young, tenacious defense that they have and the quarterback they have, just the way that they go about doing their business makes the Rams an awfully tough team to beat.
And they've won five in a row, Jackie, which signals why they're doing it, because they're well-coached. Okay, they're not making mistakes. He's not turning the ball over.
Situationally, well,
exactly. And they're getting a good pass rush, Jack. They're stopping teams, and they're coming up with sacks and timely turnovers.
Pass coverage, they're doing a good job.
So, they haven't been lighting the world on fire by scoring. They've had a pretty good defense, but the scoring's been low.
Well, and that in part had to do with the injuries to the offensive line. Even right now, Rob Havenstein, who, in my opinion, is the best right tackle, arguably the best right tackle in all of pro football, he's been in and out of the lineup. And Joe Noteboom, who was probably better suited to play inside or maybe even left tackle, he played right tackle for them and, was victimized with three holding penalties in that game. So they were operating somewhat handcuffed, you know, when you look at their strength.
But Jackie, they also, to get the clinching of the division, there was like a mastermind chart over there. The Rams could win if one of the following had like five games. Three of the five had to happen here on this. Buffalo had to win their game. Cleveland had to win their game. Minnesota their game. 49ers their game. Washington Commanders had to win theirs. Yeah, the Commanders winning, the Vikings winning, the Buffalo Bills. That shot them in, Vin. So, yeah, they clinched the division, but they needed a little bit of help instead of going to the last week.
Well, Mike, it was strength of schedule because they would have ended up had they had to play next week or this coming week against Seattle, they would have been tied. Yeah. So it would come down to what team had the stronger schedule that they played, and then that would be declared the divisional winner. But, you know, sometimes, Mike, I'd rather be lucky than good, okay, because there was a lot of things in this game.
There's that great catch that they made in that end zone.
Wait a minute.
That was spectacular.
Before we talk about that catch, okay, let's talk about the missed extra point that was blocked by the Rams. Score was 13-9. It would have been 13-10 with that last drive at the end. They wouldn't have had to go for the touchdown. Okay, but, you know, Chad Ryland has taken the place of Matt Prater. Okay, Matt Prater, can you believe, Jackie, a kicker getting hurt? There's a lot of kickers in the league who've gotten hurt for some reason. It's mind-blowing for me. But, you know, that, and then the questionable call on the first drive or the third drive of the game with the score tied 0-0. No one scored. Mike, and one of the rule of thumbs in NFL, in my mind, is if you drive the ball and you come up short on third down, okay, it's fourth down, kick the field goal. They were on the 18-yard line. They decided to go for it. They got it stuffed. Okay, that gave the Rams some life. Sometimes it's a play that just needs to rejuvenate the team, Jackie, and get them going. That was one of the plays. There was another questionable call by the booth that wasn't reviewed with 2 minutes to go. Puka Nacua caught the ball almost for a first down, and it was questioned whether or not he gained enough yardage for the first down. They didn't review it in the booth, which they should have, and gave the Rams a first down.
Yeah, Rams.
And they went down and scored on that drive.
Yeah, they did.
So are you saying there's a little home cooking going on over here so far?
Hey, I'm in Rams' house, man. Rams
that's what the fans say. Whose house?
Rams' house. They get all the calls. Absolutely. But, you know, at some point in time, you know, those calls are not going to always go your way.
Yeah, but you know, Vince, that the Rams are the first team to allow fewer than 10 points in three consecutive games. And that speaks volumes for their defense, how it has grown this season. All those young guys, young studs that they were dependent on, these guys now, they know what it's like to be a pro. They're pro football players now, and they're playing at a real high clip. Another thing that jumped out at me is they've won five games in a row for the first time since 2021.
Yeah.
That's a big accomplishment when you think about events. And the Rams are the first team in NFL history to make the playoffs in back-to-back seasons when they were down three games. They were three games under 500 at one point in time. Now, that says something about the consistency and the way they go about doing their business as they preach to these kids the importance of enduring tough times and prevailing in the end. That speaks volumes for this coaching staff.
Really does. It's something else. And there was a kicker there. Was it Chad Ryland? Was that the guy?
Yeah, he was the one who missed the extra point.
The extra point.
He made a field goal.
He was on Arizona.
Yeah, it was on
Arizona.
It was
right in front of him. I think I could have made that kick with some help.
He got it blocked. Okay, so, you know, they came right up the middle and they blocked it. But you know what? Even at the call at the end of the game, I have one question with you guys.
What's
okay?
that?
You know, there have been too many subjective calls by the referees this year that have gone either way.
I agree.
And I need to take the subjectivity out of football. Okay? It needs to be clear cut, black or white. Okay? When my grandson says, I thought when the ball hits the ground, it's an incomplete pass. I says, you're right. So you have to have complete control of the ball going down, and it cannot strike the ground. Now, if it strikes the ground, they've overruled it and said he had control. Well, let me tell you, if you have control of the ball, you can maneuver the ball so it doesn't hit the ground first. So you're using the ground as a crutch. That is an incomplete. Every pass I've ever seen that the ball hits the ground through a completion of a pass has always been incomplete.
You have not stopped talking about this since that game this last weekend. It's bothering you. Jackie, help us out here.
I can't help him.
I'm just telling you the way it is. I don't like referees as a rule anyway.
I thought the guy had control of the football. I thought he had it in both hands.
Complete control.
I thought he had it in both hands.
I did.
As it touched the ground.
Yeah.
Now, and it didn't move in his hands. So that implied to me that he had control of it. He hit it.
If he has complete control, you can turn the ball before it hits the ground. That's my point.
What Vince is saying, complete control, says that when he had his hands on it, he should have been able to maneuver the ball in such a way that it never touched the ground.
Do we have a video of that? Do we? Yeah. So if we can, let's take a look at it. Your radio listeners can listen to the TV call, and then we'll have the gentleman here, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, talk about it. Roll that for us, please, Corey.
Witherspoon catches it for an interception. So let's see if this is right.
We got it coming up here for you. Yeah, we got it going here. It's going to play for you in just a second.
Yeah.
Backing it up. Make sure it's ready to go.
It's signed
up.
It's a long replay.
Well, it has to touch the ground. They're trying to back it up so that it can't actually hit the ground.
And it was something that you really do need to take another look at. There's no
doubt about it. Let's take a look at it right now. Okay, go ahead. Roll it.
Take another look at it.
Roll it, Corey.
And send it to New York. Have them take a look at it as well. You can see this ball pops up, and right there he has it in his hands, and then it touches the ground right there, but he never loses control of it.
You saw that. We didn't see it here on our side. Of You're amazing, Jackie Slater. Didn't come up on our monitor, that's for sure.
Well, I'm just saying it was one of those things where, Vince, it looked like he had control of the ball
as he
was going down.
Yeah.
It touched the ground without moving in his hands. And I think that was the reason why. Because there was no movement whatsoever, they concluded that he had control of the ball.
Yeah, let me say one more thing, too. It was a great catch by Witherspoon. Yes, he did. And, you know, they're calling it an interception. But Kyler Murray has to have some anticipation when he's throwing routes. And he has to have more accuracy, Jackie. That ball hit McBride in the helmet as he's coming out of the break. That ball needs to be thrown low and outside. Could have been a touchdown.
Let's talk about when we come back here. A little bit more to discuss. You're in tune with On Point Live. It is Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Our YouTube video right there. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Instagram, on.point.live. HarmonyCheese.com brings you this whole show. And a reminder, enter our contest for a cheese pack and some wine from Vince's Vineyard. Just send your name and address, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, our commentators of the day today. The website, onpointlive.net. Go there and check it out. And by the way, when you're there, subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. You can see our podcast there. You can see our YouTube video. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. Our sponsor is harmonycheese.com. And real quick, Harmony Cheese, the greatest cheese right from the Midwest, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packer fans, listen up. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, they put together special packages. Vince Ferragamo has a winery. And you have added a Carissa J wine, which I had over the holidays, by the way. Sangiovese with a nice finish of Cabernet Sauvignon and a little Merlot, you said. You put
Merlot, 15 gallons of Merlot.
15 gallons of Merlot in the blend. It is fabulous. Where do we get your wines? What's your website, by the way?
Well, you can go to VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. You can sign up as a guest. You can sign up to be a club member, whatever you want.
Take
a look at them. Yeah, there's a lineup of wines that are really good.
All right, but you're going to go there and put your – go to onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint at CRN as in Championship Radio Network.
Yeah, but actually the best way to get a hold of his wine is to be a friend of his and go over and visit.
Jackie's come help us harvest and prune and whatever you want to do.
Onpoint at crntalk.com. Enter with your name, address, and phone number. We've already got many entries. Next week, we're going to select our first winner. You get the cheese pack from harmonycheese.com. Vince Ferragamo wine should be great. Have a good time for you there, too. Now, just before the end of that last segment, Vince Ferragamo, you had a little bit more to say about the quarterback at Arizona, Kyler Murray.
Well, if you listen to the coaches around the league, and let's listen to Gerard Mayo, what he had to say to recap his season. They've only won. They'll be the first pick in this coming draft because they've had an off year. But he talks about players being consistent, and the inconsistency drives failure. So you really need to focus and really prepare yourself. I think a player like Kyler Murray, okay, there's been too many inconsistencies with his play. Okay, drafted number one out of college, out of Oklahoma, the Heisman Trophy winner. He has all these accolades. Yeah, he's great, can fast, can move around. He's 5'10". Jackie, you've always mentioned it's a big man's game, okay? The release point from the pocket is such that you can't see the ball coming out of the hand of the quarterback when you have 6'3", 6'5", 6'7", 6'9", linemen in front of you. So the trajectory is not right. His accuracy is not sharp. When he rolls out, he can run. He can make yards. But you need to take something off the ball when you're delivering the pass. So, you know, the way the game has evolved now, you have to be multi-talented, Michael, but you also have to be in control.
Consistent.
And I think that's the biggest downfall. Vince, and Jason Gannon will find a way.
I don't know, Vince.
Jonathan Gannon.
I got to kind of almost disagree with that because they only got, they only got one guy that's 6'7" on their starting offensive line.
He ain't going to throw over that guy on the right side.
They got a left tackle that's 6'3". Their right guard is 6'3". Their left guard is 6'3". So the right tackle is 6'7", and the center is 6'5". So this guy, 6'3", you ought to be able to see over a 6'3". It's not like you're throwing over a 6'9" right guard like they have up there in Philly. You have got to be able to see that. I mean, and he's done well when he was in college. So I don't know that I want to say this guy is too short to play quarterback in the NFL.
Geometrics don't indicate that visual point when you look at guys 20 yards down the field when they're looking back towards the quarterback in the pocket of a formation. You don't see up and you don't see down. You see on a straight line. So it's very difficult. You can only capture the ball when it's coming out of
solve this one between you two, Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater? Jackie, you just went to the eye doctor before the show today. You said you did.
Yes,
look
I
behind
did.
Me.
I'm dilated right now.
I'm 6'3". What do you see behind me? You see that elephant behind me right now? No. Give us a three shot. Let's see if the fans
can. Oh, boy. Oh,
don't
boy.
See that's, that elephant.
That's,
do you?
That's a good one right
okay,
there.
There you go, man.
Three dimensions.
I got to talk about some. And by the way, one other final thought. Seriously, I was in Hawaii before you guys gave me the nod to join you here on this show. I was waiting for the big call from headquarters.
Right.
And fans were there in this lounge that we were at from Arizona. There was an Arizona game being played. I think it was Arizona Rams, their first meeting. And they said, our quarterback is inconsistent.
Is that right?
Exactly. And so the fans well, know
but
it.
They
and
put that's 41 points. Today. They put 41 points on the Rams.
Inconsistent. I don't know if it was
goodness,
that game.
What
or not.
Were they looking at?
And then they only put 9 points on the second time they played. Jackie. So
all right. So let's talk about blowout games. Jackie, let's start with last week's games. Wow. Eagles 41, Cowboys 7, and a fight at the end of the game too.
Well, I mean, when you talk about blowout games, you got to wonder. You know, why do some teams show up and do well, and some teams show up and they just don't they don't live up to expectation? Now, when you look at what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing right now, they are playing and playing to their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
They are using that big physical offensive line of theirs. They're giving the football to Saquon Barkley, and he is producing. The Giants, on the other hand, We saw them have a dismal season up until this point, and now all of a sudden last week, Vince, they put up, what, 41 points against someone?
Yeah, they beat – well, the Giants this past week beat 45-33 over the Colts.
Did they get Saquon Barkley back or something?
No. Okay. No.
And that's Drew Lock, you know, coming up with 5 touchdowns, Jackie. They were – I mean, Malik, their wide receiver, is unbelievable. He's all over the field.
I know you were talking about him.
I mean, he's going to be a good player.
Well, to me, when you look at this Philadelphia Eagle football team, you got to factor in that they're special because of the way they have built this team, and they built it in areas that have to be physically dominant in order to win games consistently, and that is at their offensive line. Across the board, they got one of the best in the business, and they're proving it with what they're getting out of Saquon Barkley mm-hmm. right now. I mean, this guy is on a – he's on a tear to rip through our record that's been in place for 40
years. He needs 101 yards to set the league record from your guy's old pal, Eric Dickerson. What do you think, Jackie,
about that? Well, you know, Eric has an opinion about it.
Eric said something about this?
This is exactly what Eric said. This is what Eric said to USA Today.
Okay.
He said, these people who say records are meant to be broken, he said, you ain't got no record. He said, you ain't got no record. Dickerson told USA Today Sports on Sunday after Barkley ripped off his 11th 100-yard game of the season at the expense of the Dallas Cowboys. He said, you don't have one. When you get those records, you want to hang on to them no matter if it's bowling or and you have 30 strikes in a row. You don't want nobody to break that. The fastest mile ever, you don't want anybody to come along and break that. Those are true accomplishments that you can look back on that record and feel good. Now, this record has been in place for 40 years.
40
and
years.
I was a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. 40 years, he did that in 16 games. And I think somehow they need to put an asterisk by this new record if he breaks it and said that he had an extra game to do it. If you give Eric Dickerson another game, where might the record be to begin with?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
And, you know, he'd be in the front runner. As an MVP, if not MVP, Jackie Eustis says the offensive player of the year.
Saquon Barkley. Yeah, generally, I think the highest honor that Eric Dickerson had, and Marshall Faulk later in his shoes, these guys were the offensive player of the year. I don't ever remember them being most valuable player. Most valuable player of the year.
Asterisk an important thing. I do believe you got to go by number of games. That's a part of the deal, I think. Really does. Now, let's look at another game here. Vince, you take this one. Buffalo, the Bills 40, the Jets used to be a favorite team of mine 14 years ago, 14.
Yeah, well, that was a blowout too, Michael. But
really?
The Jets are just embarrassing, okay, just simply put. I mean, the Bills are that good, but, you know, this is professional football. Jackie and I talked about it. You have to come out prepared to play this game week to week. I don't care if you're out of the running or not. You have to show up and you have to play to your best ability. You know, a lot of people take it for granted today. You know, I think you have to be blessed to be in this game, to be able to play, and you got to play like it. Like you earned a job, and this is you want to keep your job.
And like you're trying to hold on to a job.
You want to hold on to
it. And that's the thing. Whenever I'm asked a question about how people are going to finish the season – I think this way. If you're on a roll and you're playing great football, you anticipate getting into the playoffs and doing well there. If your team is not doing well, there's some professionals who say and realize that they have to play their best football because they're going to bring someone in to fix what's broken, and they don't want to be what's broken. And then you got a handful of guys every year that says to themselves, I don't think we're going anywhere. I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not going to put out the effort. No, and usually that handful of guys are removed from the roster after the new people evaluate them.
So let's look at the other team there. The Jets said Aaron Rodgers quit, talking about what he should do at the end of the season.
I think he's going to step down. I think that's there's room for that to happen. I know he'd probably like to continue to play, but you know, his skills are diminished, it's obvious, you know, at his age. And, you know, he just doesn't have the backing. There is not enough camaraderie around this game for his style of play at this point in his career. When he was with the Packers, they all rallied. Okay, that's a different scenario. Okay, you have to rally. You look at some of the great quarterbacks that have played this game. They've either played for the same team for a long time, or when they go somewhere, they're automatically welcomed into the group.
But Vince, and they play I gotta like ask that. You a question. You said step down. Yeah. Step down. I mean, is it?
You can't step any lower than he's.
Yeah. Well, do
been
you
playing.
Mean step down or step away?
Step away. Now, he's got to step away, Jackie, because he's not the type of player that wants to be a backup.
But this is the conversation that I have heard. A lot of people think that Aaron is going to be the guy that makes the decision. He's the one that's got all the marbles, that he gets to decide when he leaves the game and when he doesn't.
Right.
Hasn't he made those decisions so far? Who's coaching? Who's going to be his receivers? Hasn't he done that already?
It would appear that way.
Well, if you still put him in control, you're still going to get what you get. Look what the outcome has been.
The results haven't been good. Chargers, Patriots. Chargers 40, Patriots 7. Harbaugh got that team cooking.
Chargers are doing great. Jim's got
Fantastic.
This team on a roll. This is
what
really
a culture he's developed.
Yeah, he has.
All right. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with more. You're watching and listening to On Point Live every week at this time. Check us out at our website, onpointlive.net. The YouTube channel, check us out. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. HarmonyCheese.com is our sponsor. Enter our contest. Get a Harmony Cheese pack and some wine. Put your name and address at onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. CRN is a competition radio network. We'll be back with you. onpoint@crntalk.com.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. 'Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
It is On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, counting down last week's games, looking at this week's games. Check out our website, onpointlive.net, on Instagram, on.point.live, and our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. See our video up there. We do it every week, our podcast, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Don't forget our great sponsor, Harmony Cheese, has all sorts of great cheeses. Pack it up. Order it. They'll send it right to your door. Go to harmonycheese.com, and we're giving away one of those cheese packs along with some fine Carissa J. wine from Ferragamo Vineyards. Vince Ferragamo has a vineyard. He prunes the grapes. Mm-hmm. He harvests them along with some help from Jackie and myself. And
some Gabardelli.
Abergelli cheese with that Carissa J. Perfect, Jackie.
Abergelli.
Do you, by the way, in your cheese store, do you have a wine section there also with the Vince's wines?
Yeah, I do have wine right next to my refrigerator.
Put the pairing. Don't even have to think about it. Go to the site, harmonycheese.com. All right. Now, just before our last break, and we got a lot to talk about in this segment, let's go over some of these blowouts from last week. Oh. Ravens 31, Texans 2. Vince.
That was a surprise. I mean, Stroud really? can't get it going. D'Amico Ryan's been, this team has been hot most of the year, but the Ravens are hot.
That's the sound of the air out of the football.
Well, Lamar Jackson's the real thing, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I wasn't surprised at all, Vince. Lamar Jackson, he likes the big stage. He likes going against the big-time quarterbacks. And, I mean, look at what he did, man.
He's got the best numbers he's putting up, Jack. Todd Monken has made the biggest difference.
Biggest difference. And anybody who doesn't consider this guy top tier contender for the MVP award.
Sure.
You're missing the boat. This guy conceivably could win his third MVP award this season.
Who's that?
Lamar Jackson.
Right. I'm saying.
He had 144.
Move along here. Commanders 30, Falcons 24.
Oh, that was a big game. Daniels, I've never seen a rookie quarterback play like he has under Cliff Kingsbury. He's doing everything. Jackie said he out-leading rusher of this game.
DeJohn Robinson, one of the top physical specimens at the running back position with the Atlanta Falcons now. He has 17 carries for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns.
How many did Jaden Daniels?
The quarterback had 16 carries for 127 yards rushing. Now, that was just running with the football. This guy right here is playing way and above his age.
He is so much
more mature, so much more pocket presence, leadership. This guy's impressive. Everything about him says this guy's going to win when you look at him.
I was just going to say the thing that's so observable is what he does in the last 2 minutes of a game, Jackie. That's where
when the heat
determination
is on. When the heat is on.
Exactly. That's how you evaluate a quarterback's performance, Mike. How he brings his team from behind. He's done it.
Perfect.
He's thrown a miraculous Hail Mary pass.
Beat Philadelphia.
He's very confident. I feel very confident if the ball's in his hands.
I like Jay.
If they're behind late in the game, they can do it.
You don't panic.
Watch out.
You don't have any anxiety.
And the Falcons needed to win that game.
Right thing.
Number one seed now. The Chiefs 29. The Steelers 10. What happened?
Another blowout. It just goes to show you, Mike, what a totality of a team will do to any opponent.
Yes.
They can destroy you anytime.
Yeah.
They find ways to win offensively, defensively,
special teams,
any which way.
Not a blowout, but a very interesting game. We're talking about controlling your destiny, both teams. Bengals 30, Broncos 25. That was a tough game.
That came right down to the wire as well. But you know what? You're talking about Joe Burrow. He's the leading quarterback right there. He is the only quarterback in history.
How many games, Vince? How many games?
Eight consecutive games, Jackie. Over 250 yards and three touchdowns.
Incredible.
He leads his team. He's resilient. He can do it all. He has great touch, great anticipation, great accuracy.
I would never count him out until the clock expires.
And he'll keep getting up, Mike. You know how many times he was hit as a rookie in the first, second, third year? More than you can count. Okay.
He got five.
Let me tell you something. He'll get up and play. And they like playing with him.
They love playing with
him. Lamar Chase. Bo Nix, he's in the hunt now, too. Come on. Everybody, especially the women. I mean, I like Bo Nix. They're loving this Bo Nix.
Okay, what's making Bo Nix a great quarterback? Sean Payton. Okay, I'm just going to say it right now.
Okay, once again, leadership.
Yes.
Okay, now, so let's go.
How about the Tampa Bay game? You didn't even talk about that one.
All right, then
another blowout. 48-14 over the Panthers. Baker Mayfield, our boy, man. He's playing lights out.
How do you throw away Baker Mayfield?
Playing the Panthers.
He's in the count, too.
Unbelievable.
They're playing the Panthers, off. Now, let's go in. 48-14. A lot of people giving up on the Tampa Bay's quarterback there, Baker Mayfield.
You know
but
what
he's
his completion percentage was? In the 85%.
Perfect.
Okay, for 359 yards. You know how many touchdowns, Mike? Five. No interceptions. 153 quarterback rating. That's Baker Mayfield for you.
Baker Mayfield is a stud. I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. I'm just telling you, man.
Mike, he's stepping
like
up and throwing the ball.
He's as proud as a peacock. You can tell him when he walks in the stadium and starts looking it over, man. Before he goes into
his
warm-up.
Spreading his feathers out.
No, this guy's spreading his feathers all around.
He gives credit to his fellow players, but that's the first Jackie Slater stud rating this year on the show. All right, let me get another game in here for you now. This might lead to something strange here, like what in the world? Vikings 27, Packers 25. Another close game. Not a blowout, but what's the deal here?
Again, Sam Darnold, Jackie, taking the team from behind to win that game. And the Packers, they went ahead late. And the Vikings are resilient. They have Kevin O'Connell.
They got Kevin O'Connell, man. He's the quarterback whisperer. There's no doubt about it.
And Brian Flores on defense
is
getting after people.
Brian Flores on defense, getting after people, challenging them with all those unique blitzing schemes and everything.
Are they going to be the best team in the NFC? Are they going to beat the Lions?
What Brian Flores is doing is wreaking havoc on traditional protection schemes.
Yeah, yes.
You turn the protection one way or the other, usually to the strength of the defense. But they show you the strength of the defense and switch it up.
Right.
And then they'll come down the middle on you with a middle dog cross with those two linebackers down the middle. And boom, nobody is in the position to pick it up.
They're disguising their coverages, Jackie. You don't know where they're coming from.
And they're disguising where the pressure is coming
from. You have to do that.
That's the toughest thing, in my opinion.
Jackie Slater is losing it on this show. Those of you watching the video.
I'm telling you, man. It's a headache.
His microphone is almost falling off the table. Can you pull that microphone back a little bit, Jackie?
Hey, Jackie, you got to go for what in the world on this one, though, man.
That microphone is going to hit over to Corey Marino there in a second, our producer.
Well, when you start talking about what in the world, you know, you listen to these commentators, you listen to people watching the games, and you hear them say, well, they've got J.J. McCarthy. They just drafted him the 10th overall pick. And then they have Daniel Jones, who's just made $100 million at the Giants, and they let him go. They can afford to do without this young man, Donald. Well, who's saying that? How do you... When you look at what Sam Darnold has done and what he's doing right now with arguably the best receiver in all of pro football having a prolific season, okay, and the off receiver over there having another dynamic
Addison.
Season, how do you take this guy, if you're worth your salty sweat as an owner and a team manager and a head coach, how do you take this young man out of the lineup?
You don't.
You figure out a way to pay him.
Bring him back.
You figure out a way to pay him. First of all, you know, I'm partial to a good-sized quarterback like you were, Vince.
Yeah.
I love Pat Hayden as a person, but Pat Hayden was a little on the small side. And so was Dieter Brock. But I love those guys. They were special guys leading at the time. But they weren't Vince Ferragamo. They weren't 6'3", 220, or whatever you
were. How big is Sam Darnold?
Well, Sam Darnold was 6'3". He weighs 225. Okay. Big physical
Five
guy.
Pounds
robust.
Vince.
How big is J.J. McCarthy?
You don't feel so bad if you get beat. You know, and he gets
exactly.
hit. But then you got J.J. McCarthy, the 10th overall pick. He's 6'2", 180. 6'2", 180.
It's a big man's
That's
game.
Like a stick, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, a linebacker rolled through that, hit him in the hips, and we got a major problem.
But, you know, it's how the players play behind the quarterback.
The leader.
The quarterback. How you bring everybody together to be at your best.
To me.
Do you see the locker room?
Yes.
All right, play, roll that.
That locker
wait,
room.
Wait, roll wait, that the in the background.
This 2 weeks in a row.
This locker room right here, if you destroy the chemistry that we as fans look and see that's going on in
They're
this locker
nuts.
Room.
Look at this.
By taking him out, by not
Sam
playing
Darnold.
Him.
Yeah.
Now, this is the second, third week in a row that they've had
look
this
Look at that. Look at they're hoisting him up these over people, everybody.
These people are acknowledging the greatness of this young man.
The players.
This kid's
absolutely.
Playing.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
You can't remove him. It's like the Dodgers re-signing Teoscar Hernandez. He was there not only to get great hits, but he brought the youngsters up. And, and this
right.
is Darnold's got this team.
It's a cohesive unit.
Quarterback.
It's cohesive.
They're playing for him, right?
They're playing
it's
for
a magical
him.
Time.
It's right.
Right now in that organization is a magical time. And if they do something to break up that chemistry, they'll be cutting their own throats. And that's from the top in ownership all the way down to the last person.
Much the same way.
Just ask Justin Jefferson who he wants to be his quarterback.
That's all he got to do.
That's all you got to
do. Go and ask the highest paid receiver, the highest paid receiver in pro football, who does he want throwing him the football?
Forget the highest paid. He's just the best.
Then you'll get the answer
to
your problem.
Much the same way Aaron Rodgers has his team playing behind him.
No, well, that's the horse of a different
color. Yeah,
like you said in the Wizard of Oz, that's a horse of a different color.
Hold on a second. All right, so Vince,
yes.
with your better lucky than good, what do you have for us this week here?
Well, I'd rather be lucky than good. Anytime Arizona was playing the Rams and they had a chance to at least put more points on the board,
yes.
a PAT gets blocked.
Point after touchdown.
Get blocked.
You know, it's automatic almost. And, you know, he's filling in for the missing, you know, Matt Prater, but – it doesn't matter. You got to kick the ball through the uprights.
It never ceases to amaze me. I have, and not in one of the 20 years that I've played professional football, did this not occur, where the focus by the kickers and the specialists over there falls off, and just when we need them the most.
Good
just
point.
When we need them the most.
Just make an extra point.
All we can envision after they make that
let's
mistake.
Let's take a look at it.
Sitting over there at the Gatorade.
All right, let's
drinking
say,
up all the Gatorade.
Go ahead and roll. Here it is. Here it is. I don't hear anything, but let's go.
When
with
you
the
need it most,
gets it blocked.
Blocked there.
When you need it most,
that's the entire team. I mean, you got a block up front. They missed the extra point. That point was instrumental in the outcome of this game because the last drive of the game, they didn't need the interception.
Great defense.
They could have kicked a field goal to tie it.
Defense.
And that's also another indication of playing well in all three phases. You know, making the effort to be good in all three phases. Special teams.
And can I make one shout out?
Key.
Please.
Let me make one shout out, please, for all young quarterbacks. Okay. If you are playing in the NFL, you're playing college football, you're playing high school football, if you have 30 seconds left in a game and you have two or three timeouts and you just completed a long pass, call timeout. Get your team down there. It takes you 20 seconds to run down the field, get lined up, call the play, and run a play. These teams are just unbelievable. You have to manage the clock. The clock is the single most important thing for the quarterback.
Yeah.
So
all right, now we got a couple of playoff spots to fill. So in the last couple of minutes of the segment, who do we see here winning? We got the Broncos. We got the Bengals. We got the Dolphins. Somebody's got to win in that division. We got the Falcons, Tampa Bay in that division. What are your thoughts on this one, starting with you,
Well,
Beth?
Since I'm 100% last week, Mike.
Well, he can't wait to say that.
Yeah, I can't.
Got a braggadocious.
Let me show you.
Very
okay, the NFC's easy. We're going to go with Baker Mayfield. Okay, Tampa Bay. They're going to be the NFC South. Okay, divisional leader. They're going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
That's the only team that was in question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the AFC, there's three tough teams there. The Broncos, the Bengals, and the Dolphins. Okay, a lot of scenarios have to happen for the Bengals to get in, but I like the Broncos because they're at home against the Chiefs with Carson Wentz playing.
Carson Wentz is going to be playing for the Chiefs. You're not going to go Chiefs in that game?
Well, you know, I used to like Carson Wentz. But he's rusty, Mike. You know how it gets when you get old. You need time to get back in the swing of things. He's coming back from – hasn't played, Jackie, for so long. I'm taking the Broncos. The Broncos are in control. If they win, they're in. They're in. That's it.
Jackie,
well,
yours.
This is the first time that he and I have agreed on every single pick.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, too. I think those should go. But maybe I'll make it real interesting so that either Jackie and I will be tied or I'll be tied with Vince. I'll go with the Bengals.
Oh.
And I'll go with Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
All right. Baker Mayfield.
We'll see what goes on there. So you have to be a little different. I'm planning to play the odds here on this thing.
That's
here.
A long shot.
I'm protecting my former lead.
Former
lost
lead.
It last
That's
week.
Right. You lost.
All right, check us out. You can check out our leads there on our website, onpointlive.net. Also, Instagram, on.point.live. Enter our contest. HarmonyCheese.com is our sponsor. Get a Harmony Cheese Pack, Vince Ferragamo wine, and a package there for you. Send us your name and address and phone number. Email it to onpoint@crntalk.com. CRN Talk Championship Radio Network, onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back. Final segment coming up to wrap things up. Don't go away.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Back to On Point Live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. All right, the MVP race here. Let's take a look at this right now. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. The odds on MVP odds for the MVP this year. Josh Allen of the Bills, minus 300, Lamar Jackson Ravens, plus 225, Joe Burrow Bengals, plus 1600, Saquon Barkley of the Eagles, plus 1600, Jared Goff of the Lions, plus 8000. Those are your top five.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, you know what? I've been saying Jared Goff in the last few weeks, and, you know, he's going to finish strong. But the guy that's finishing fast right now than anybody else is Lamar Jackson. But he's won it twice.
Yeah.
Can he win it three times in a row? You know what?
If you want to win some money. Than any other year that he's won it. His numbers
Jared
are
Goff.
Better now than any other year. Now, Josh Allen, I think, is a fan favorite. I think a lot of people like to see him win that because he has done some fantastic
probably
things.
Probably why the numbers season. Are down.
Yeah.
Minus 3.
And they were yelling MVP in Buffalo Stadium.
Yeah, MVP.
Stadium
he's
last
done
week.
Some fantastic North things. Park. But when you look at it, just the numbers – Lamar Jackson is going to be awfully hard.
What about
to
Sam Darnold of Vikings plus 10,000? Bet 10 bucks, you win $1,010 total.
Anyway, he's got to catapult Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen in those. Right. But, you know, Jared Goff can finish strong as well, Jackie.
Yes.
And, you know,
he's
they have to
games.
Win. They want to be the top seed in the NFC. I don't take him out of this equation yet.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
soon.
If you want to The best bet on the board, I think, is him. Saquon Barkley is tough for a running back to get MVP, yeah, as you know.
Yeah, but if he gets this record, Vince,
he's going to win some award.
He's going to have to be mentioned, and certainly offensive player of the year, but he'd have to be put up here with these guys here.
Jaden Daniels, Commanders, plus 20,000. Baker Mayfield,
that's rookie of the year,
plus 30,000. Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs, plus 40,000. And Jordan Love of the Packers, plus 50,000.
Yeah, our Green Bay Packers.
Well, you definitely got the rookie of the year in there, Vince.
That's it. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, check out our website, onpointlive.net. Get the video, get the podcast. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Instagram, on.point.live. Don't forget to enter for our harmonycheese.com package of cheese along with the Vince Ferragamo wine. Go to onpoint at crntalk.com.
We're giving it away next week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're giving one of them away. We're going to give away some more, too. So enter. Get your name and address. Email it to onpoint at crntalk.com. Onpoint at crntalk.com. Thanks to our producer, Corey Marino. Always does a great job. Thank you. Fantastic job. Thank you very much, Vince Ferragamo. Thank you, Jackie.
You're very welcome, sir.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
See you next week.
Happy New Year.